This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Charlie Pierce, Adam Felber, and Amy Dickinson. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Luke Burbank.
Okay. All right, fun is fun, but that was something out of Lord of the Rings right there.
Thanks, Carl. In just a minute, we'll see how Carl and a listener do with some more voices from this week's news. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, in an effort to make hot dogs safer, science has come up with the following solution. Coat the wieners with what?
This is not headed anywhere good.
I think the answer is probably wool.
What? Whoa, that's an uncomfortable joke on so many levels.
You want a hint?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Ballpark Franks, they're contagious when you cook them.
Oh, yes, I read about this. Coat them in a virus that's gonna keep them safe.
That's right.
Yeah.
Viruses.
Yeah.
Could hot dogs get any grosser? Yes, they can. You see, it turns out hot dogs and luncheon meats are prone to carrying the Listeria bacteria. Scientists have come up with a novel solution, coating the dogs in a cocktail of 6 different viruses that actually eat the Listeria bacteria. Experts now recommend...
I read that in the What Could Possibly Go Wrong section of Popular Science.
And I remember when the Listeria bacteria was discovered by that famous medical researcher, Dr. Seuss.
What the experts are actually saying now is when you get the hot dogs, drop them on the patio before you barbecue because it will actually clean them.
Right. Let the dog lick them. Yeah.
Absolutely. What does the Listeria bacteria do to you?
It causes hysteria.
Yeah. It's found on wisteria.
It's very mysterious.
And don't get it on your posterior.
All right, Amy, in a recent study, Italian researchers tried to see how best to ease a child's pain after they were given a shot, and they found that even more comforting than a mother's touch was what?
A lollipop? No. Italian researchers.
Here's a hint. I mean, I know for me personally, 2 1/2 men eases my tears of pain.
Charlie Sheen? A sitcom?
Close.
Not funny sitcom?
The medium.
Move a little out from
television.
The world.
Yes, watching television. The study involved 69 children who were stuck with a needle and then asked to rate their pain. Those watching TV...
Who did this study? Who did this?
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen. Exactly.
It's all in the divorce papers.
The man is a monster. Yeah.
No, they asked these kids, they asked the half who were watching TV to report the kind of pain they were feeling. They said their pain, they rated it half as bad as the kids who were being soothed by their apparently sadistic mothers. The lesson the scientists took from the experiment, number one, was that TV has a huge effect on kids. And according to one of them, this was the quote, "In general, mom's soothing touch may be overrated."